with you. I was in America with two parents. And I came back to Korea first. Two parents will come back the day after tomorrow. Right after, Reverend Yu was together with two parents, and Reverend Yu came here for this workshop, and then I was attending two parents, and two parents changed their schedule all of a sudden to come here the day after tomorrow, and they are reaching the airport at 3 o'clock. And so if we really make a lot of devotion, they might come here on the 6th. Two parents spent so much of his heart here in this workshop center, but for so many years it was not used, and it was a lonely place. But then, this is the place when Father was 77 years old, at 7 o'clock, 7 minutes, 7 seconds, Father made for what is for out of Father's public prayers. Then that time, that prayer was the most deep prayer we could see. If you watch the video of two parents' prayer that day, then your heart, you have to swallow your tears, because two parents were so sincere and crying and with such deep heart. We have been studying from Reverend Yu about why we are doing this education workshop. I want to talk a little bit about why two parents use Reverend Yu to give this education. This year, there were three biggest incidents in the Unification Church. The first one being that we lost Hyojinim. The Hyojinim went to the spirit world. And then second was that we united and invested everything to run for the Congress. And then the biggest incident was two parents' helicopter accident. So all mankind and all members should go back to the beginning point, the starting point. We might have age or position. We should put all those things aside. Just as we threw away everything in the early days when we entered the movement, we are feeling, in this age, we have come to feel the need to return back to the original determination we had in the beginning. Following two parents' revenue, who's been following True Parents, and we have come to witness many things of True Parents very rawly. Like, we see True Parents' raw life. Without the we have to plant the principle. We have to root it on earth firmly. Because unless that happens, then no matter how big our desires are, then they will just pass by. We have done so much education in this workshop. We have educated so many of the leaders of Korea, the town leaders, the mayors, so many people have gone through our workshops in this workshop center. We have many, many workshop lecturers, and Reverend Yu was following True Parents for a long time. He entered the church a long time ago in the early days. Reverend Yu, Hyo-won, was the most amazing DP lecturer. And Father said that Reverend Yu Jung-ok here is here to stand in Reverend Yu Hyo-won's position. Father always talks about Yu Hyo-won as the standard of giving a father's words, being the ideal lecturer. Reverend Yu here has organized father's words in so many different ways, through ideology, through the Bible, through many, many ways. At the same time, so Father appointed Reverend Yu to give this content. What I respect about Reverend Yu so much is in 95, when the South American Providence started, Father came here, and then he went to Uruguay, Paraguay with four people, and that is where the National Messiah Providence started. And Father talked his deepest heart with Reverend Yu, and then sent him to Japan to take care of Japan. This is the most difficult place. I was in America then with True Parents' family. And Father would call Reverend Yu. Father usually doesn't call up people directly, but Father would call Reverend Yu in the night, middle of the night, in the daytime. And I saw Reverend Yu's heart to completely unite with Father and be completely obedient to Father's directions.
Developed 20%, 30%, 40%, 100%,
So, Reverend Yu would go to places that were developed only 20% to 30% and develop those places to be 80%, 90%, 120%. And he was a key factor in restoring the Yoido land that we lost. And Father sent Reverend Yu to go to Japan so that Japan could fulfill his mission as a mother nation. So Reverend Yu had to go through indescribable suffering this time. America still is America is the elder son nation, but so Japan is like the mother nation giving milk to her children and feeding her husband. So even though so the mother nation, like even though she might sweat, shed blood because the children are sucking out her milk so hard, then Reverend Yu led Japan to serve the world. And Father would use Reverend Yu, the first education section, and whenever Father starts a new providence, he always uses Reverend Yu. Reverend Yu is always walking around with his notebook to organize True Parents' words. He must have dozens and hundreds of notebooks of Father's words. There are so many precious content that are still to be organized into books. Without a notebook, then we lose so much of God's revelations to us. When our antennas are straight and connect with two parents on a 90-degree angle, then we start to receive revelations, and we lose them if we do not write them down. So Reverend Yu always has his notebook. And when we have questions about what Father said, then we can find the correct answer, the precise answer from Reverend Yu's notebooks. So if we are to study from Reverend Yu, then this is such a precious place. Reverend Yu and his husband, as husband and wife, as their couple, has united with True Parents, and they are leaders that that True Parents will remember forever. So grateful for Reverend Yu to give this education here, and I'm so happy that all of the people could come here from Japan, Korea, and from America, Europe. All the people here are leaders, and even though the number might be few, but I pray that all of you can inherit this content so you can lead this world correctly. So that all church leaders should receive this education content so that we can clean ourselves and organize ourselves in front of God and the principal. So grateful again to Reverend Yu and to parents for this opportunity. Let's give a great round of applause for Reverend Yu, who has guided us with all of his heart. Thank you so much. This place in the workshop center might not be as gorgeous and wonderful as a hotel, a star, five-star hotel, but the Korean headquarters prepared this place quickly so that we could hold this workshop and hold this education. So we pray, we are asking, we'd like to have your cooperation and advice, and I'll see you later on when I give my lectures. Let's give a big hand to Reverend Yang and Reverend Yu. I have announcements tomorrow, 208, 209, and supports. We'll be doing dishes. Have a nice evening. Thank you.